Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday morning. The Chargers lose badly to Miami, 37-0. The Dolphins defense intercepted Phillip Rivers three times, recovered a fumble, had five quarterback sacks. Miami quarterback Ryan Tannehill threw for 288. Dolphins outgained the Chargers 437 yards to 171. The Bolts have lost three in a row. Rivers was held to 138 yards passing, the fourth lowest of his career, at a quarterback rating of 31. That's the second worst of all time. Chargers limp into the bye week, falling to third place in the AFC West. They're now 5-4. They are in trouble. Elsewhere around the NFL, Denver whipped New England. Red-hot Tom Brady blistered the Broncos' defense in high winds and cold weather. Brady wound up with 334 yards passing, four touchdowns. Peyton Manning threw for 438, trying to come from behind, but only two touchdowns and had two picks. The Patriots are 7-2. Denver is 6-2. The Cardinals over the Cowboys. Carson Palmer, three touchdown passes. Arizona's defense had two picks, and they held running back DeMarco Murray to 78 yards rushing. Dallas had just 266 yards in offense. Chiefs over the New York Jets. Alex Smith throws for 299. Jamal Charles ran for 78. Kansas City's defense had three sacks of Michael Vick. Jets have dropped eight in a row. Pittsburgh battered the Ravens 43-23. Ben Roethlisberger throws for 340 and six touchdowns. It was an angry game marred by personal foul penalties. Ravens had 10 flags in the game. Eagles over the Texans. Quarterback Mark Sanchez comes off the bench, throws for 220 and a couple of scores after Nick Foles goes out with a left shoulder injury. Seahawks beat the Raiders. Seattle's defense, three takeaways early. Seahawks jumped to a 24-3 lead. Marshawn Lynch, couple of touchdowns in the game. The Raiders are now 0-8. 49ers lost to the Rams. The upset of the day, quarterback Colin Kaepernick fumbled at the one-yard line with 10 seconds to go in the game. Rams defense made five stops inside the five to preserve the victory. The Rams had eight quarterback sacks of Kaepernick. Redskins lost to the Vikings. Robert Griffin III's comeback was spoiled. Teddy Bridgewater throws for 268 and a touchdown. RG3 had 251, but he was sacked five times. Bengals beat the Jaguars. Rookie running back Jeremy Hill, 122 on the ground. Andy Dalton, 233 through the air. Blake Bortles' team is now 1-8. Browns over Tampa Bay. Brian Hoyer throws for 300, couple of touchdowns. The Bucks fall to 1-7. Monday Night Football, Colts Giants, Andrew Luck against Eli Manning, but both teams' defenses battered. Dallas quarterback Tony Romo has two painful transverse fractures in his lower back. He missed Sunday's game, might miss the game in London against Jacksonville. They would then have a bye week to get him completely healthy. Reports out of Washington that Robert Griffin III has lost the locker room. There's no respect from veteran players. And reports that owner Daniel Snyder mandated that Griffin play yesterday in Minnesota. San Francisco defensive tackle Ray McDonald. The reports from San Jose now are police are not going to charge him with any type of domestic abuse crime. In Carolina, Greg Hardy's domestic abuse trial has been postponed till January. The Panthers may seek reinstatement of the suspended player for the rest of the season. In Dallas, there's locker room unrest between Dez Bryant, Josh Brent, and running back Joe Randle after Randle popped off about the other two players' arrests while he was being arrested on a shoplifting charge. Dallas, by the way, has signed Brent to a one-year contract extension, returned to practice this past week after serving jail time for a DUI manslaughter. Meanwhile, San Diego Charger linebacker Donald Butler slapped over the weekend with a $10,000 fine for a late hit. Second week in a row, he's been docked money. Arizona cornerback Gerard Powers, $16,000 fine for a horse collar tackle. Detroit safety James Ihedigo, $22,000 fine for a helmet hit. And offensive tackle Garrett Reynolds, $22,000 for a chop block. Eagles defensive end Trent Cole, $22,000 fine for a hit on quarterback Carson Palmer. And Raiders safety Brandon Ross, a $22,000 fine for a helmet hit. Sad note in Buffalo, icon quarterback Jim Kelly has developed staph infection in his bones. He has had pain that's returned to the jaw area as he's fought back from cancer surgery. He's had 12 biopsy exams in the last couple of weeks. College football, wild weekend in the Pac-12. Southern Cal beat Washington State 44-17 behind the 400-yard passing of Cody Kessler. Washington State's quarterback Connor Halliday went down with a back injury early in that game. UCLA beat Arizona. The Bruins defense put a lid on the Cats offense, holding Arizona to just 255 yards total. Quarterback Brett Hundley of the Bruins, 320 all-purpose yards. Oregon whips Stanford. Ducks quarterback Marcus Mariota counted for four touchdowns in that game. Oregon goes to 8-1. Arizona State beat Utah in a defensive slugfest. Devils kicked an overtime field goal to win it after Utah had missed two field goals. Arizona State 7-1 on the season. Washington over Colorado, running back Shaq Thompson ran for 173, and Cal stunned Oregon State, running back Dan Lasko 188 yards rushing. Beavers quarterback Sean Mannion became the all-time Pac-12 passing leader in that game. San Diego State, a terrible setback, losing at Nevada, Reno. Running backs Don Jackson, James Butler combined for 228 yards rushing for the Wolfpack. DJ Pumphrey of the Aztecs fumbled twice in the game. Colorado State goes to 7-1. D. Hart ran for 104 yards in the Rams' win over San Jose State. New Mexico ran for 301 yards. They beat UNLV, Bob Davies' team, won its third game of the season. Wyoming in a stunner won at Fresno. Running back Brian Hill, 387 all-purpose yards in his first start for the Cowboys. Air Force Academy goes to 6-2 on the season. They beat Army. Around the country, top-ranked Mississippi State over Arkansas, third-ranked Auburn won at Ole Miss, and seventh-ranked TCU is a winner on the road at West Virginia. Michigan has fired athletic director David Brandon after 4 years of controversy, and Texas A&M has suspended quarterback Kenny Hill, two games, discipline issues on campus. Turning to Major League Baseball, a roster shakeup could be coming for the Padres in the next 24 hours. The 40-man roster is due tomorrow afternoon. Padres have to take five players off the 60-day DL and put them on the active roster or remove them and send them to the minor leagues. Amongst those that they've got tough decisions to make on, the pitchers coming off major surgeries, Corey Lubke and Casey Kelly. Chicago Cubs did it. They hired Joe Maddon, the former Tampa Bay manager, and fired Rick Renteria. General manager and president Theo Epstein said loyalty to the organization is more important than loyalty to one person. The Twins have offered the managerial job to longtime coach Paul Molitor. Arizona's lost its director of scouting, Ray Montgomery's resigned to take the lead scouting job in Milwaukee. And the Yankees have hired Eric Chavez, their former third baseman, as a scout. The Blue Jays trade second baseman Adam Lind. He goes to Milwaukee for veteran pitcher Marco Estrada. The Dodgers have bought out Chad Billingsley's contract, not paying him the $14 million option. He, of course, coming off two elbow surgeries. Orioles bought out outfielder Nick Markakis. Kansas City does not pick up the option and designated hitter Billy Butler. Milwaukee not picks up the option on Ricky Weeks, the second baseman. And Colorado does not pick up the option in pitcher Brett Anderson. Meanwhile, the Rays did pick up a $10 million option. They'll keep Ben Zobrist. Milwaukee picks up the $13 million option on pitcher Yovani Gallardo. Seattle picks up the $7 million option on pitcher Hisashi Awakuma. In basketball, it's an off night for the Lakers, but they're 0-4, their worst start since 1957. Clippers got beat by Sacramento last night. DeMarco Cousins had 34 points, 17 rebounds in the surprise Sacramento Kings win. NBA basketball tonight, the Clippers host Utah Jazz. College basketball, San Diego State is 16th in the first Associated Press preseason poll out. Hockey, the Kings lost to Carolina. They've dropped four in a row on this long road trip. The Ducks a winner over Colorado. Backup goalie Jason LaBarbera, 16 saves in the emergency start on the road. NASCAR Texas 500, Jimmy Johnson wins the race, but it ends badly. Jeff Gordon, Brad Keselowski collide in traffic, and then a fight in the pits breaks out between the two teams. Formula One U.S. Grand Prix in Austin, Texas. Lewis Hamilton of Great Britain wins his fifth race in a row and 10th race of the season. Team Mercedes finished 1-2. And the raging controversy continues over what happened Saturday afternoon in the Breeders' Cup. Byron won the Cup Classic and the $5 million prize, but Byron was involved in a bumping incident with two other horses coming out of the gate. The inquiry allowed the victory to stand. California Chrome finished third. Shared Belief, who was hit in the race a couple of times, a disappointing fourth. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.